Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. John chapter 6, verse number 66 downwards. John chapter 6, verse number 66 downwards. John the 6th chapter, the 66th. Verse downwards. The Bible said, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with Jesus. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we have believed and are sure that thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. Then Simon Peter answered and said unto him, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. As some cronwa Yohane and some Peter Yinsian Yimwe yed you sianciano and a chronomumi and tear radius.
If we and a sono. Nasia for Mopi, San Wanachi. Now, I know an antibu. And I used to see Dumi and say, Monsomo Pesamokobiana, Simon Petro Buane say, Eradi, why in Chenny Becro? 1 hour down Quansem, near Giedi, near Hunsaun and Copon Cruncrunino. Simon Petro Buane say, Eradi, why in Chenny Becro? 1 hour down Quansem, near Giedi.
Will it kind of be a mammy saying where she could?
A free and no son,
a Bible is a free no son.
Nessia for me, peace and one cheek.
Jesus, as you have for me, be brave, a jaya sorry.
Now, I know an antibu.
Woman, yes, an antibu.
And I used to see Dumi and Nunese.
And I used to see Dumi and Nunese.
Monso.
Sadi nipa bebre ye jamme chiri dino monsu mo pesi mo jamme chiri diana.
Simon Petro bua ne se.
Na Simon Petro dumi enu ne mo baako ebu Awurade Yesu se.
Awurade. Wanchan ye bekro.
Wanchan ye nkro mi.
Wona wadan kwansem.
Efri sa ye bedi wachi ye hunu sa wona wadan kwansem.
Na ye chi edi.
Enya farasifo, enya sadisifo, enya atwerefo, enya sofo mpenifo, enya kanifo no ebeto ye no. Efri sa wo fra ye wo, ensuo na no wa ye cha ye asew, ene ye kodo ho, edi bedi wachi ye hunu sa obia wadan kwansem. Wonkwa and our dunk on somewhat, Yachia D. Naya Hunu, sir, Winnie Wenyan Coupon Crun Crun in Muntini Yepa. Observe for Muntini Yepa. And our dunk on somewhat, Yachia D. Naya Hunu, sir, Winnie Yan Coupon Crun Crun in, and I dream if some can't dunk on some, and was some cacra de chill. Dankwansem enuna ye pese ye di won komo kakra enanu ye di free Lucas empa ayi sorry Marko ensempa. We also went into the book of Mark chapter number 10 ho me pese ye ka sam get to be ho Marko ensempa kenka ni chiche mu ayese no
17
ichi mu ye dun so no me ntio brother so
etifasem ye dankwa
etifasem ne ye dankwa but John chapter 3 verse number 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believes in him will not perish but have dankwa. Whosoever believes in the Christos should not perish but have dankwa. That means that if anybody has zoe, the cars will be automatic, the money will be automatic, the husband will be automatic, the wife will be automatic. I wanted to tell you, I want to remind you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that we don't come to the Lord Jesus, we don't lift our hands to confess Christ because we want a German visa. Bank can I remember till verse 17.
Now Fred the call coin so
Bible show. Yes, Fred you say or call coin so
we to me come back to name.
We to two me come back to name say.
Or church for pa.
Say church for pa.
And then amenye.
Brother na menye.
Na menya dan.
Na menya dan kwa.
Na Jesus say say.
Jesus say say.
I don't know from me papa.
Brother na from me papa.
Obiara nya papa.
Obiara nya papa. Ghana for Muntio. Oh, Bia, Papa. Listen to the cradled content of God's word. Oh, Bia, Papa. Tio. Mum famo yura in shaman your fool mun obia nye papa. Tia you have a tin koko. Tabre wajini sika. E kopenaji da kwain. Obia nye papa. There is none that is good except one that is G-O-D God. Kaya.
Obiara nye papa jiobako.
Jibako.
Ononi onyanko.
Ononi wonyanko pa.
Winim ransom no.
Winim ransom.
Inia wu.
Inia wu.
Insa wadi.
Insa wadi.
Makrono.
Makrono.
Inia dansi krumu.
Inia dansi krumu.
Insisi.
Insisi.
Diwe jano oneni.
Diwe jano oneni.
Na ose ni sache chefo.
Ose ni sache chefo.
Yenu mina mifu. Yenu mina
ena mifiri mi mofrasi ya diso.
Na Yesu shia nuti.
Na Jesus shia nuti.
Na odono.
Na Pabris wadono.
Na ose ni se.
Na ose ni se.
Akawadi ya bako.
Akawadi ya. You are left with one thing. Akawadi ya bako. Kwa.
Kwa na kotoni ya uwo nina.
Kotoni ya uwo nina.
Na fome hiya fo.
Na fome hiya fo.
Na benye japadi
ya osho. Na benye japadi ya osho.
Na
bra bedi mechi.
Na nsemni nto umunai.
Na Pabris nsemno ya na yudo ho.
No,
they are a
hawkoy.
Munadi are with a hawkoy. Kind Munano Maminti. Kind Munano Maminti.
But I was assembling to Omunai.
Assembling to Omunai. Here in a Christo Fumuna. Had any Bimuna will be bad. Namajun and Sanko, Baba Casa, or Mama Quanchena made the blue oil. I could send me them. I be fools to do. Nam drinks or be mimic cream and as Semina. Tianya win, Mama, no, we Muna. Uma bra sharp pepe ka sorry kakra ka sime nya kuno nya kuno mo sheme nkoma memti memuna 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 mi nibre. I will take it to the W3 on Sunday. Mi nibre memuna ade dia na ko ye
di areho ko
what the are we went away grieved. If he said no, this night I will want to start tonight from Exodus chapter 24, verse number 9. Ladies and gentlemen, all these scriptures were just revision. We wanted to catch up with what we've been working on as the Spirit of God has been leading us to be able to build on precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. So, having been able to outline this, I want us to get into some revelatorical synopsis and build up from Exodus chapter number 24 from verse number 9 to 12. The Bible said, then went up Moses, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And the Bible said, you saw the God of Israel. Tell you, for those of you who said nobody have seen God before, but it's very clearly outlined in the liturgic context or text of God's word. The Bible said, and they saw the God of Israel, and there were under his feet, and it were as a paved work of sapphire stone, and as it were the body of heaven in its clearness. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel, God laid not his hand. Also, they saw God, the second recreation that they saw God. And the Bible said, I see that they seeing God was not enough. The scripture said, and they did eat and drank. They did eat and drank because God has served a delicacy. The Almighty God has served dinner for 74 people. Can you imagine that? 74 people. The Bible said they did eat and drink. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up into the mountain and be there, and I will give you tables of stone and a law and commandments that I have written here, that thou mayest teach them. That thou mayest teach them. I promise you that my message was going to teach them. You thought that it was only written in Matthew chapter number 28, verse number 19, 20, then 21. It's also here. Teach them. It's right here. I'm going to preach it until you fall out. Oh yeah. Praise yourself tonight. It's coming like a storm. Teach them. Oh yeah. That is what the Bible says. I have written on tables. I will give you tables of stone and the law and commandments which I, God, I have written. Thou mayest teach them. I said, Cronoa, Exodus, Moses, who told me, you know, it tell you, do not any more, and Crono, and because you do not tell me,
and I'm also in Aaron.
Now, Moses, in Aaron,
not of Abihu,
not of any Abihu,
Israel, and Penny for
more, and Israel, and Penny for your soul,
Afrokoi,
Womu Fruko, before
Israel, and Copon,
the Pablo Shah, who knew Israel, and Copon, and
the Nasit is a dear, our dear, who are born,
the Nasit is a dear, what they who are born, and I. Name Hana Hana.
Tese osuru para.
Name Hana Hana. Tese osuru para.
Na wantene nsa.
Na wonyankopo wantene nsa. Amfan kisuwa mu empenifora.
Na woshe onyankopo.
Na pabrusha. Woshe onyankopo.
Na wodidi ino.
Na wodidi ino wanume. Ahaka kire na mpesa mikansam chirebo. Ansan matuaso. Obia wobeshe onyankopo. In this second part of the year, even all through your lifetime. Woshe onyankopo wa. Ube didi. Ube nomosha. Enipa bebre yi wamanie. Free when so yet the to a soft one, so yet the Niako to a deep one, so who can one free with deep for Kra, Hunto, who done our soda, ya, no a free with deep for sister, you and the free Nipasso, and no mea, and then you would be who to Nipasso, never who to us of a brother, Israel creature in so depend on God absolutely, depend on Almighty God, Osha, He is God Almighty. Almighty, all-knowing, all-sufficient, all-present God. May you come to the understanding and revelation of depending on God. I keep telling Ghana for say, we have made a deal for no demigods. Demigods! Most of you are not serving God. I'm telling everybody listening to us on the radio, most of you are not worshiping God. You are worshiping your pastor. Pierre! Shawanyankupon! Oh, yeah. Because never forget that God is a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the sons to the third and fourth generation of them that love and hate God respectively. Oh yeah, when yankupo ye nimkumfo, ya wutia e janum emumo yosuka o famaso kosi ya wantu atuaso nyensane naso na woyem pimwa wadono na wudini mransam so woyewo madoye tishanyankupo. Sometimes it's so sad. You know, the people talk like, me di fu nyam mami akwanchirintino. Yenyam make it. This is, The Bible makes it very clear. Once the Lord have spoken, twice we have heard that all power belongs to God. Priyako, ene uradia kasa. Empreno, ene atiese. To me, ene wajie, ifre urate. I want to talk to you for a very moment that, you know, declare the heart of God. Now what she that's not my message, that's for another day. I was share with young couple. Now share. Most of the young people trying to finish up university, most of the girls who are following the sugar daddies and the MPs and the ministers who are buying them houses and all that, oh yeah, at the expense of their ties, you know. So I'm gonna share with young couple and come be titi and come up. I'm telling you, we nipa dia kwaji ya dia, we do nipa dia, ekwaji we nyame asoke, we do obi kunachia, what one kwan naso, oja, a brebia we nipa ko, the wife of the husband you are following, the moment they grieve or they cry, you have totally deducted the number of your years because, nye wapa dia nya, a enya ne kwansono, etisa kukohidia, obutunkosia, enya wanune tuya. So Jeremiah chapter number 17, verse number 9, 10, and 11. Was we a chiano? Obe bunim kondemwecha. Now what danu wakwasia? When we are burying you, that is what the preacher will say. Adianya wutiano, sister. Somebody's husband. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's husband. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife, or his donkey, or his sheep, or his ass. Pierre! I'm talking to you. The reason why we have left this total counsel of the gospel is because the preachers, most of them, have become self-centered, selfish. Oh yeah, self-centered people, selfish. Selfish. All they are thinking about is how they will build a house, how they will buy a car and fly business class and take selfies and put it on social media and let people know they are living good. But the whole game is not about you. God does not share his glory with anybody. Let us come back to our first love. Oh yeah, you have departed from your first love. You have deviated. Oh, sit down. I forgot you were Sunday. You have forgotten your first love. I want to talk to you for a moment. You have forgotten your first love. Come back to your first love. What money? Because I know. Come back. Come on to you.
Now, until an insan can Israel.
The Bible says, until an insan man, unto a empire for had your son is
called.
Now, what shall we young couple?
Now, what did
he and one of me?
Now, what did catch your Moses?
Now, what did catch your Moses?
Program and chain upon
him. Program and chain be punished.
Betanaha.
Nabetana.
Namema Abuapono Nimra.
Namema Abuapono Nimra. Ni Ashadi.
Ah, Matre.
Ah, Mira. The men I'm true.
Now, what church you want?
Not church. Church him. Prince baby baba one pinch the chile papa. Hey, you know, we be watch it. A time will come they will not adhere to sound counsel and sound doctrine and sound teaching. A time will come when you preach like the way I'm preaching. Osha, people will not like it. They don't want to hear it. We don't care whether you want to hear it or not. If a child is being fed, it is not what the child wants that we feed the child to. Whether you like it or not, that's not the point. Oh sure, I grew up from Fadama Zongo and Abeka Zongo. What they did to the little boys who were growing up, when they are feeding you and you don't want it, they close up your nostrils and they hold you and tangle you and strangle you and drop the food in your mouth, and they will not leave you until you swallow it. Until you swallow, you cannot breathe because they block your nose and the food is in your throat or your esophagus. And when you see those guys, did you hear me? Come and pick yourself in like us. I won't eat. No one in Amhawa, yes, in Changa, no Zongo from Mano. I say pity, pity, no one in Amhawa because I be near the mouth. Now, yes, a wound near, you have a sword in the Atechido, you have the battle, or come near Jaya the Aninagum, or Menetia Sandy Biacum, you bet you know, and why you know what in Amhawa. Sabini Ayana Natu, Sabini Ayana Dobutre, wound nuclear betty, wound theocular betty. It's not about whether you want to hear it or you don't want to hear it, because there are some vehement preachers and prophets. Don't mistake me for an evangelist. I am not an evangelist. I am an end time prophet, a voice in the wilderness, crying, preparing the way of the Lord, making his path straight. That is who I am. I have come to declare, thus saith the Lord, amend your ways and change your mind, for the day of the Lord is at hand. He is coming back sooner than you think. This is the message. Why is it that people see it as a strange thing that a prophet is telling these things? John the Baptist, when he came around, he said unto them, all the time, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent! Repent! I'm telling you, you are sorry for and you were Christopher. There are churchgoers and Christians. Yeah, it's a clear distinction. I'm reminding you that judgment will begin from the house of God. I will not stop reminding you that judgment will begin from the house of God. Everybody will appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and we shall all come and account The prophets first, the apostles first, the prophets second, the evangelists third, and the pastors fourth, and the teachers fifth, and the elders, and then the deacons, and the lady deacons, and then the parishioners. Here we will account unto God. So here, he that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Our next scripture, Leviticus chapter 10, verse number 11. The Bible said, and the Lord said unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink. Oh yeah, nor thy sons would be. When ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die, and it shall be a status forever throughout your generation. And the Bible said, and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean, and that ye may teach the children of Israel. Teach them all the status which the Lord has commanded unto them by the hand of Moses. Teach them. Let us go because of time. Revelation chapter 1, verse number 1. A very amazing kind of scripture. The Bible said the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must come shortly to pass. And he sent and signify it by his angels unto his servant John at the island of Patmos. Go ahead.
Yes, Christ said, "Dear, we nyanko pondi man." I said, "On training kuwa."
I said, "Yes, Christ said, 'Dear, we nyanko pondi man.' I said, 'What the man Johannes on training?'
Ne on training kuwa di itchase ebantem.
On training kuwa itchase ebantem.
Na on namne bafo also de betray na kuwa Johannes.
What namne bafo also de betray na kuwa Johannes? Hold it. Let's go to Matthew chapter 28. I know that you know the favorite one in there. Matthew 28 from verse number 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teach them that their days are short upon the earth. Teach them to hear the voice of God, which is crying in the wilderness. Oh yeah, teach them they are dust, and dust they shall return. Teach them, oh my God, teach them the fear of God. Isaiah chapter 33, verse number 6. Teach them that wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of our times, and strength of knowledge and the fear of God will be our treasure. Teach them that the heart of God, oh yeah, is upon all them that fear him. Oh yeah, teach them that even as your Father is holy, so be ye holy. The amazing thing is that the church has lost its significant message. We've lost that. We've even lost our identity. Look at the rat! As some Afrofro is spreading all over our country. We went to Sukron to wait upon God, a little community close to Asamaka. Whilst we were waiting upon the Lord, you know, the Lord gave me, you know, a direction. So I said, let us go out for a crusade. And said, let's go, you know, 2x2 on a dumb broadcasting. We were shocked to know that a predominant community of people, a can speaking community. We were shocked. It was predominantly an Islamic community. Shocked. As we are busy sitting in church, 19 days prophetic meeting, 41 days. This is, the captions are very, very interesting. Kill them 2018. Kill them 2018. Speakers, prophet this, prophet that, prophet this, prophet that. Whilst we are doing all these things, Islam is spreading, Akonfosam is spreading, and Tafuyifo is spreading. Whilst we are busy talking all this nonsense in church, kill them 2018. Shoot them 2018. Stone them 2018. Give them Ubekonasofukita tie. Catapult. We've lost our identity. The church of Jesus Christ. Because we have become so petty and so self-centered. We have become self-aggrandizing. And that is why this is, we don't preach anymore. There are no dumb broadcasting. Do they not tell me we are deceiving? Have you told the Muslims they are deceiving when they put the megaphones on the top of the buildings? Do you tell them they are deceiving? How dare you tell me we are deserving as a church? We ain't got time for stuff like that. We have come to preach the word, whether you like it or not. We will preach it in the markets, preach it at the stations, preach it in the buses, preach it at dawn, preach it in the afternoon, preach it in the evening. We will teach them, preach them, teach them. Jesus! Because you think that becoming a Christian is that you come to church every evening. We have become like babies who want lactogen and SMA and cow and gay. Feed me, please. Feed me, please. Feed me, please. And we are jumping from one prophet to another. We are jumping from one prayer come to another. All is feed me, please. Feed me. Fangoka krasa me tiso. Fangrim sera me. Pastor, I'm not judging me. Ni edin krofu di edin original ball asu ni edwaro mo edin krofu gina sie ni edwaro mo obekon ya wro wo ba ho na be maketa ji de sapone semana atuni nu fo ho nu edware no feeding some up any of the mama o ma nyim fa akwa ba akwa nyim ni e mama akuma ko 20 wo Nigeria prosi fo ginum na wa nyim ma 20 okay se ni pa wura sorry dem ani agi ni di trim nyansen fri ho. We've lost common sense as Christians. We've taken away their brain when the moment they step into the church. And it's as if the preacher is standing at the gate and saying, you may not need this brain else you are coming here. And so we are telling them crazy stuff because we are failed to preach the real essence of our message. Jesus Christ, him crucified, him resurrected, and he coming back again. Tell them that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Preach them. Preach Christ, not yourself. Preach Christ, not Giorgio Armani. Preach Christ, not Chanel. Preach Christ, not Gucci. Preach Christ, not Tom Ford. Preach Christ, not when I went to America and I sat in business class, and when I went to Chicago. Preach Christ, the healer. Christ, the deliverer. Christ, the sign and the wonder. Christ, the savior of the world. Preach Christ. Hey, man, come in, fam. You better catch her. Preach Christ. You meet people in the bank, you fail to preach Christ. You meet people at the taxi rank, you fail to preach Christ. You meet people in your school, PTA, and you fail to preach Christ. You fail to preach Christ. You are going for a visa interview. You meet unbelievers and you fail to preach Christ. Ohima Mercy told me a very interesting story together with her husband. They were driving and the traffic light was red. They stopped. The moment they stopped, this guy came to the car and he said, and so the husband rolled the glass down. And the moment the guy saw it was Ohima Mercy. Yeah, Ohima Mercy. And then they went like, okay. And then they told me, they preach Christ to the guy, and then they gave him 50 Ghana cedis just to dash him, and then they rolled the glass. It's green. They are going. 10 minutes after, an articulator came from nowhere and ran over the guy. 10 minutes. 10 minutes after Ohima Mercy spoke to them. So the people who saw Ohima Mercy giving the guy money, they called her back and say, Ohima, someone say, Monsan Samuchi, they turned back and it was the same guy. Nitiya peche, na jinimo, eko, e yatu form. 10 minutes! The Lord sent them to the traffic light to speak to somebody who had only 10 minutes. 10 minutes! Now we'll be a kwa sorry, omohono omojin, ni kune juma, onone juma, ni meskufi. Since when the Christianity turn into things, things. We want things. Give me this. Give me that. I want this. I want that. We didn't come to church for that. He said, the Bible said in the book of Hebrews, by now you should be teachers. By now you should be lecturers. By now you should be shepherds. By now you should be preachers. But because you are lazy Christians, we still need somebody to teach you again and somebody to preach to you. So teach them how to pray. Teach them how to preach. Teach them how to teach. Teach them how to lay hands. Teach them how to cast out devils. Empower the Christians. We are not interested that we are superstars and you are twinkle, twinkle little stars. Now God is manufacturing mass production. Let them go ye into all the world. Let them teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Preaching them. We need to go to the ghettos. We need to preach to weed smokers. We need to preach to prostitutes. We need to preach to demon-possessed people and cast out devils out of them. This is not a service who people gather around and say, Shemin come, why? Shemin come. Sometimes I get so irritated when they come around and say, into the for when who she am for me. When who she spirit in me, she me, and I said, yeah, me ben some baby woman, who she mu, she mu. A suddenly yare, we are sick. We are sick. And a Christopher Mumpa Yibim. Because when him so defu who no be catch. I'm talking the heart of God. We don't pray anymore. You used to wake up in the night. You used to go to the park only by yourself and pray, asking the fire to fall. Of course, you know that anointing is for a purpose. I don't think that God is blessing you and your wife and your children only for blessing's sake. There is nothing like that. We need, the Bible said, ask ye of the Lord. Ask God and he will give the nations to you as an inheritance. Hell yeah, and the heathen as a possession. Ask God. Not give me food. Not give me money. Ask for the nations. Nations. The reason why most of you, your husbands have not come is because your husband is at the market where you should go and preach. Go and preach. You feel you are too big to preach? That is all. Pray! Catch the alabaster for. I'm telling you, with the days of, you know, the team that I have, sometimes you gather them, we've empowered them, taught them. Now we are want to send you, go and start a cell. They said, I can't go and start a cell. We are tired of those people. We've gone past you. Now God is sending us laborers. They are ready. They are ready to go to Tumu. They are ready to go to Boga. They are ready to go to Techimai. They are ready to go to villages. You sit in a cry, do your thing, and heaven would deny you all the provisions, and let the people, for in the day of his power, his people shall be willing. Let the people who are ready go out there. If you are big, I am not big to preach in the market. I am not too big to go and preach Christ. Next 2 weeks, we are going to circle. We are going to circle where the people sell phones, where the people sell computers. I'm having a crusade 3 days. I'm preaching at Tiptoe Lane. Your crusade was Tiptoe Lane. Who are you too big to go to Tiptoe Lane? Ha! Who are you too big? Mama Chrissy Dotete, my mother, preach from her show, sharing food. Preaching and sharing food. Until she came to, what's the police station? Atomic police station. And said, I have come to preach to these prisoners. 62 years. Or 63. 62! My mother is preaching on the street. Something is wrong. And look at the extent that wickedness and social injustice is being purported against this nation. Because when the wicked rules, everybody hides. I want to tell everybody in this place, it's time to receive the Holy Ghost power and go and do exploits for God. It is time to receive the anointing and go do something with it. The days of, yeah, call all night. I didn't think I'll call all night. Yeah. If you hear them, phone, see me break your mouth. Come on, come on. Ubi ang wasra wane sona phone, I will advise themselves. Tell you! Wang ubi ang wasra wane sopa beifo akambono. Mi free to me in suwa wagana he na umu otumi angkaminyina ha. Tia! Why haven't they attacked me? Because baby, I will jet there, you know, they don't go there. Do something for God and let's see what he will do for you. Oh, yeah. Do something. If you take care of God's business, God will take care of your business. I'm telling you. Why don't you be more handsome? Because you are doing nothing for the kingdom of God. Pray! Kofo betina radio so nkwa sia sem nkwa beji we e di we free harbor e di free e Jordan water and near bia yesaye and all kinds of things. Sister Jensen who no because God is not interested in anya okra ni hia urade. The soul is more important than anything. Let us stop portraying the wrong message. The wrong message, come and take this, come and take that. There ain't nothing you are coming to take. Come and be filled with the Holy Ghost and go out and do something with that spirit and anointing. I'm telling you, because God has given you an opportunity, and if you don't do anything with the opportunity, very soon he will take it from you. I'm telling you. And they won't do anything for God. People come and they want to do something for God and they sit in church, talk madness. I said, I don't know please, and all that. You don't have any place. When you may replace you very quickly, God will bring in people who don't look like you, who are not qualified like you, who are not eligible like you. The stone the builders rejected, he will take it and use it for the chief cornerstone. This is the doing of the Lord. It is marvelous in our sight. You don't want to do it, step away. God is raising an army filled with the Holy Ghost, anointed. They will do awesome and mighty things for God. We are not going to sit in church and fighting among each other. We are not going to sit at one place backbiting and betraying and bickering and fighting unnecessary fight among ourselves. When souls are perishing, souls are perishing, souls are perishing. You are busy here fighting among yourselves. What useless Christians we have become. Fear! Souls are perishing. All you think about, my next kaba, it drew ambe huse, magaji amaba, ayira, tinu abompa yacha na minti. I'm telling you, wake up from your slumber, oh church. Wake up, body of Christ. We have been sleeping for a very long time. Oh yeah. And the shepherds have gone astray and they are going astray with us. Come back to the lane. Oh yeah. Come back to the lane. Let us come back to the old path. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse number 16. Let us come back to the old path. Oh yeah, where the fathers walked in. James McKeon, they will walk in the forest. They will walk in the forest going to the next three towns, 50 miles. There were no cars. Oh, let me tell the prophets of Ghana, Jesus didn't drive a Range Rover, Jesus didn't drive a Rolls Royce. We don't have time for what you have. You can keep it for yourself. They that know their God, they will be strong. They will go out and do exploits. We are ready for God. We want to do something for God. We want to work for God. We want to shout for God. We want to prophesy for Jesus. We want to preach for Jesus. We want to cast out devils for Jesus. We want to play for Jesus. We want to sing for Jesus. We are not playing church. Religiosity is over. We are now in a state of emergency. Souls are perishing. Hell has opened its mouth wide. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14. Hell has opened its mouth wide. And many are going in there. I want to ask all of you, all the people who have died suddenly in our country, where are they going? Huh? Where are they going? Where are they going? The Bible said, do not mourn for the dead, rather mourn for where they are going. Don't mourn for the dead, rather mourn for where they are going, for they will not return again. Don't worry. King Ahamamite.
You
are too smart, I tell you. I didn't even quote the scripture. The guy is in the spirit, you know. He just clap your hands for him.
Warning
them! Come into his anger. Monsu obi awawo Ghana for Monsu His Excellency Papa si emisa ata nemum
na munyam no
na enyam no
esu mom na monsu de orekro no
esu mom ye nsu ba bi ya wo kro
na orensan me bi
na papa si emisa ata ensan na chibio te monsu ebone munyam no na emu monsu fa akwa wo kro fisha onsan na chi te ania When I was here, you know, that the only party, hey, none of us here call, you know, you didn't know, I saw you be a, wait, a Christopher, my Jira. God is looking for people who have a heart for him. Isaiah, you want to come with me to Isaiah chapter number 5, verse number 14, read.
And the
hell has opened its mouth wide.
Na hana numbaya.
Na hana numbaya.
Na Jerusalem ni munyamfo.
Na asori ni manu onyamfo.
Nini padom.
Nini padom.
Ni wana wonika.
Ani
wana weni aka wonu.
Ani wawa. Can you?
Nini padom. Ni wana woneni aka wonmu no asane koho.
Womu asane koho.
Na wa brandy
person. They are going there. Because hell a brandy person.
Na wa de merima ashe form.
Na hell the nipa baby that ashe form.
Na wa brand hunter for you.
Na wa brand hunter. Pray. Because Bible you are so addicted to your phone. You wake up with your phone, you sleep with your phone. And souls are perishing. Even when you get the opportunity on social media where you have a clout, where you can share Jesus, dinner is served. Can you join me? Mark chapter 7 verse number 21 read the word of the Lord Nipemo, Wakumemo,
and
Achimboni, if you
had your man,
a German, some
acronym,
a Buddhism,
a Buddhism,
Eti aso nem na nkwase asem nkoa en YouTube chap picture no dia to obi ti me ah me ti ase look at the way people exploit the social media o kwa adwade no ye ntoma sinimo ni nufu ho no atwa no dia to so o say are you seduced who is seduced do you think we are following you to hell the sons of God won ye chile won ye gbele o je chale listen to us we are not going to sit here for seductive women to draw many to hell. While our eyes, we have seen the light. We will follow the light. The light has appeared unto us. Wake up, oh church. Arise, oh church. I had a third revelation the Lord told me, Mrs. Sister. He said, people think that Cofidro is a voice that the Lord has raised in the body of Christ. He said, don't get excited over that because I'm raising many voices, even more louder than you. They will come from the north. They will come from the south. They will come from the east. They will come from the west. They will preach the gospel all over and demonstrate their power of the resurrection and of the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, they will be more powerful than Cofidro. They will rise. They will roar like lions. God said, I will raise them. He said to me, I want you to start a Bible college and let the radical ones come to the Bible college. Let the mighty ones come to the Bible college. Let the end time militia, men and women, come to the Bible College. So on Sunday, on the grand finale anointing service, I will be giving the forms out for free. The Bible school is free. We don't ask you what qualification do you have. The souls are perishing. No more qualification. Come and receive tutelage and impartation and go do exploits for God. We are the people who are not afraid to go to remote places. We are not afraid to go out of Accra. We don't care whether we have wives and children. We will carry our wives and our children with us, and we will go to the remote places, to the highways, to the byways, and compel them. compel them to come in. Force them and accuse them. There is nothing like money service. Jesus didn't go save for, Jesus didn't die for us to go get money. Yeah! Jews, among all the ethnic groups or ethnicities in the world, Jews are the most richest. Yeah! The Jews, they don't preach, they don't pray to be rich. Automatically, they are blessed because they have a covenant. The same thing! I have a covenant through the blood of Jesus. I don't need to pray to be rich. I am automatically rich. Wealthy and blessed. You better grow. We have been feeding you with milk for a long time. Wake up, grow. Grow! Let there be a give me, give me, give me. Now ask, what can I offer? I watch here, you're wrong. Yeah? It's 5 minutes, Anna Adam. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you mean call it? Wait, BBC. BBC, sharp. Yeah. You know, the designer. And I wear a Rolex. I wear a Breitling. So what? I agree. We wonder, what do we care about Rolex? One thing, second time, and Rolex, you 15 Ghana cedis. Ha! One thing, Rolex, you 15 cedis. And I don't mean, before you land on my mind, I'm going to go say, Charlie boss, make you check my watch for me. You check your watch, I'm going to show you a Rolex. I want a real glass, and I'm saying, how much? Because the last time I checked from Blue Water Shopping Center in the, you know, London, you know, the Rolex was £20,000. And then I said, how much is your Rolex? I said, 25 Ghana cedis. I'm surprised free of that. Roll glass over. Come on, everybody. Akra, eira. You see, in between Kankwaji, Akra, and Jerem Penny, for we can't preach to the president. They are telling him the Lord is going to bless you. God will give you a second term. God will give you a third term. God will give you a fourth term. I'm telling you, there is a lady. I don't know whether she came today. She nearly died 3 weeks ago. When she had a near-death experience, we were sharing our tracks. She said, give half to me. She took 500, hits the streets, and start preaching Jesus. Beautiful girl. She is such a pretty woman. She said, beauty in her. Because she nearly died. She saw death. When you encounter the cancer,
Fedifo beba a obedi wonara won amumuye akono achiri
ko
yenom ne wona wodi mpapa emuba
ti
wona machiri difo a woni honhom.
Listen ko
na mo adofo momfa mo hon
si na be yi loto numbers no kai
momfa mo hon si mujidie kronkron no so paye hon kronkron mu.
Listen
emfa mo hon sie nyankopon domu.
I want you to listen to this next verse ko
na mo nchen ye na radi Yesu Kristo mo bro hunu.
Listen, Dankwano Ayakano, and we're in wedding, and I'll read the main point.
Na a chinja four, and some more who are mobile.
A chinja four, who are mobile.
A binomon summon shimmer,
a binomon so shimmer. Some you need to snatch out of hellfire. Some of them you need to pamper them, but others snatch them. Snatch them out of hellfire. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands for the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.